This is RSB and the Update, episode 73, More Bank Space. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the RuneScape podcast called RSB and the Update. And you can guess who's back this week. That is...
Hello.
Yeah, so, your microphone was broken.
Yes.
So it just died, or...?
Yeah, well, it started to produce very... You remember when I sent you those sound clips over MSN?
Yeah, it got really quiet and stuff.
Yeah. And no, yeah, just gave in, really. It was pretty old.
Yes. Yeah, mine was getting pretty old, too, so I'm on my new one now, so it should be better sound quality for everyone. So, tell me about that little adventure you had in buying the microphone.
Oh, well, I went to this store, and, you know, German people. I went to this store, and I'm trying to get a USB microphone. And first of all, I had great difficulty in conveying the fact that I wanted a USB microphone. So in the end, I resorted to getting this computer unit and pointing to the USB port. So then the bloke thinks I want to buy a computer and he's trying to sell me computers. So yeah.
I see. Not many RuneScape updates this week, so... What we got this week is area guides, player gallery, wallpapers, bank slots. So, first things first, area guides, Kandaran, Karamja, and the Void Knights.
Is that in a poll?
I think
area guides. People wanted area guides.
Yeah, that's right. What is the Kandaran area? What exactly is that area?
Isn't it like, isn't Kandaran Ardunia in around there?
Just I don't know.
View the world map.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll pull it up right now. I'm using the RuneScape interactive map that we have because it's just going to be less CPU load intensive than a normal Java map, so...
Well, Asgania is Faladorn around there. Mistulin is around Varrok.
And Kandaran is the fishing guild.
Ardunia and Seers.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. So, I don't know. Those really don't have a use for me.
No.
Yeah.
We know our way well enough, right?
Yes. The new player gallery. Did you take a look at some of these?
Yes, the one with Niles is very good.
Yes, for the love of Guthix, Niles. Yes, that is a fish.
That's great, that is.
Getting burnt up by the blue dragon at the time. And then we got the two RuneScape pumpkins.
Yes. It was rather funny how, what was it? There was one where the person didn't send their RuneScape name in, but Jagex still knew what it was.
Yeah.
That was freaky. Did Jagex know who you are? Jagex know where you live?
Yeah, it says, we think. Remember to send your character name in.
Yes.
And then there's this one of these Dragon Medium, Dragon Battle Axe, Dragon Long, Santa Hat, Blue Party Hat sitting on a rug somewhere. And a Sarah Doman book.
Some of them are very good. There's obviously very talented artists in play rooms.
Yes. And that's that. Wallpapers. You going to be using any of these?
Not a chance.
Like the Lavador?
I didn't really bother to look when they were updated, and somebody on MSN just looked and started speaking to me about, you know, very dodgy wallpapers, and then they showed me that, I was like, whoa.
Yes.
Some people in the Jagex office obviously have very, very vivid imaginations.
Yeah, and why would somebody be sitting in a lava pit, naked? That would kind of not be good.
You just just imagine if, you know, you had like a kid who was 8 or 9, who played RuneScape and you managed a computer and he had that as his wallpaper.
Yeah.
The dodgy dwarf one.
Yes.
Very, yes.
He's just sitting there.
Yes, but who would sit in lava?
What?
Who would sit in lava?
I don't know. You?
Oh no, way too warm.
Especially in the, it looks like it's in the wilderness or something, in the lava island thing.
Hmm. Could be. Perhaps that's where dwarves bathe.
Then there's the spider artwork, which is getting updated this month, and imps. Little imps.
Interesting.
Yes. So that's that. 24 bank slots for members. Are these useful for you?
No, because didn't they say with the Hunter update there was going to be hundreds of new items? Hundreds of items in their giving.
Yeah, that's right. So 24 isn't really that useful, but I don't know. Might be useful, I'm not sure.
Hmm, maybe.
So, that's okay, I guess, but I just finished, like, I need to build my costume room and my house. Brad, have you seen my house designs?
Yes, I saw them posted on your...
For anybody else who hasn't, you can go to shane.rsbnb.com and see my house designs. I am personally leaning towards design number 2.
Any reason?
Well, it just has the courtyard in it, and I'll probably convert the 2 formal gardens in the front of it into standard gardens, just because there's really no point to have that many formal gardens.
Yes.
Yeah, so enough of that little diversion. Okay, a few other bug fixes / tiny updates. Switching from any other weapon to a staff remembers your combat style now.
Is that all weapons or just staffs?
Switching from any other weapon to a staff.
Oh.
So.
Oh, they still need to. Yeah. They need to fix the log out thing, don't they?
What's wrong with the log out thing?
When you log out and you lose your, like if you had it on defense, when you log out and log back in, it'll be on attack.
Oh. Yeah, funny thing about this, last night I was at the Basilix, and for the entire task I was fighting on control, then I didn't even realize it. With the whip. Okay. You and magic trees in the firing patches now regrow properly after you chop them.
What do they mean, regrow properly?
I don't know, maybe they didn't regrow. Also, there's this farming bug, I think, because when I was on World 132, it took 20 minutes for my seeds to sprout. Like, I put them in a pot, and it took, like, 20 minutes, so I ended up having to change world to get them to sprout.
Wow. Long time.
Yeah, so might be a few little bugs lurking there. Anyways, noted items are back to having a black outline around them, around the picture, because you saw how they didn't have it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good, I guess. They just looked really strange when they didn't have the black outline, so yes. Those are your RuneScape updates for this week, folks. Pretty small, not much really we can talk about, as last week was the Captain Picard update, which Trekkie and I had great fun discussing.
Yes, so, but that has come and passed.
Yes, so we have that poll for this week. Did you do the Halloween event?
I did.
90% say yes.
Wonder why they asked that.
I don't know. It seems kind of like, why would you ask something like that?
Maybe they ran out of ideas.
Well, maybe they're wondering if they should continue on with the event for Christmas and whatnot.
Yeah, possibly. No point doing it if people don't do it.
4% did not, and 5% wanted to, but didn't get around to it. So that's that. RuneScape updates done. Questions. Let's start with this one. Brad, what do you think of fletching? Shane called it an easy skill that it only takes time, but are there any hard skills? I'm almost 98 out of 99 fletching, and I've done a lot of work to get there. Magic Jarvis.
Well, I think fletching is an easier skill to get 99 in. Because, I mean, you know, you can make a profit. but you can't get a lot of skills to 99 and make an easy profit. But fletching is easy to make a profit. But I think it still takes a lot of time and dedication to do all the fletching. But I would think that there'd be harder skills. I mean, 99 mining would be difficult. 99 slayer.
Yeah.
99 farming, all these things like this. I think fletching is probably the easiest skill to get to 99, but I think it's still, even though it's the easiest, it does take a lot of dedication and hard work.
Yeah. It's just that the fact that there's over 2,000 people that I don't feel like I want to continue on and get that fletching cape. It's just... I don't know.
It's got to be one of the most common capes, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Okay, that was from Magic Jarvis. But yes, there are harder skills such as herb lore, runecrafting, farming.
Fishing.
Fishing isn't hard. You just sit there and click.
Oh, it's personal.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's just because you hate fishing, isn't it?
I don't hate fishing.
Then why are you only 73?
Because I don't have time. Like, I have better stuff to be doing.
Okay.
Remember the fishing sound?
Oh, yes. That sounded like dynamite. Or someone spit.
Yeah, that's the fishing sound. Okay. Shane, could you give me a little explanation of what object-oriented programming is from Stubbo? Well,
I'll leave you to answer this one.
Yes. Back in the early days, probably the 1940s, you'd program a computer with vacuum tubes. And then in the 60s, we moved into this thing called... after that, you moved into these machine-level languages like the assembly language for each processors where you're working very low down, close to the machine. And then in the early 70s, you get this language called C coming in, which is easy to work with. And with it, you can also have the low level, but it's also a higher level language. This was called a structural/procedural programming procedural language, meaning that it was one way in a piece into a chunk of code and one way out. And with procedural, you have things called functions, which are like smaller sub-programs within your main program. Right, Brad? Do you understand? Like a function is a subroutine of the main program.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, if you're... I need an example of something that would have a simple subroutine. Say you're building a program that reads in numbers and then swaps the numbers. You could have a function that would swap the number and one that would read in the number, effectively breaking it up into two subroutines. This is what procedural programming is. And then you get then you get languages such as Java, which is an object-oriented language. C#, those are all object-oriented, meaning rather than having subroutines to work with in the program, you have actual objects, and everything is considered an object. Like, for instance, if you're building a RuneScape house designer, you'll have a room object, and you can have... I know in our house designer, we just have a room object, and then the rest is done in one main applet. So there's a room object, and then this main applet makes a whole bunch of room objects for all the different rooms in the house. But the way objects are is they're a set way of doing things that is based, that can be generalized. You get where I'm going with this? Like,
basically, yes.
And there's also something called inheritance, which means that the children can inherit their parents' characteristics. You know, does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Say you could have they're called classes. You could have a mammal object, right? And then as two descendants of this mammal object, you should have cat and dog. And then another descendant could be human. So, in effect, you can have descendants of these. after working with languages like C and assembly, you really begin to appreciate what these higher level languages such as Java and C++ can do for you. I don't know, it's object-oriented programming is the new thing, it's fairly new, and it's probably not going away anytime soon. I'll find some links to make this more clear, because I know that if I'm talking about this, it's kind of hard to follow, so I'll just get some links for this. That question, as I said, was from Stavo. I kind of went and gave a little bit of a programming history language there, but that's done, and I'll get some links.
Next question.
Oh, wait. It said simple explanation. Next one.
Where do you see RSBNB in a year in terms of what features the site and forum may have? Well, I'll leave that to you again.
Well, there is this thing called PHP BB3, which we're eagerly waiting for. I hope that within a year they will have that completed. Like, it's been in beta for so long, I just hope that it will be completed by then. They're on beta 3 now, by the way.
What is?
PHP BB3 is on beta 3.
You're waiting for the full version to come out, aren't you?
Yeah, we're waiting for the full version because in the betas, sometimes stuff changes and whatnot. So if you use a beta, you have to deal with updating it yourself. So that's why we're waiting. Thank you, Mushroom Queen. Okay, next question.
Brad, when hunting is released, do you plan to actually leave the fishing gear to train for a bit or stay there until next night fishing? Well, I haven't been playing RuneScape as much as I normally do recently, but...
What have you been playing instead?
Oh, God, no, I'll get crucified for saying that. but when hunting comes out, I certainly will take an interest in it and try and get it up to 40 or 50. Let's see what it's like.
Rifle hunting?
That would be cool.
Yeah, and you can get some more heads to put up in your house. Okay. Yeah, I'll be training it too, and that's from Cool Bro. Brow. Oh my, another one for me from Agent Waffles. He sent in this question last week about waffle chairs, asking if we've seen it.
I wanted to answer that question.
Okay, why do you keep your project secret? To start, if we knew what were there, we could maybe offer suggestions or a bug test.
They don't want your suggestions.
Well, we do like suggestions, but the reason they're kept private is because there are other websites out there that always want to start up their photocopiers as soon as possible.
And believe me, not the majority of the time, not even the staff know what it is. Like 99% of the time, only Mike and Shane will know what it is.
Oh, you know what the last one was, though.
Yeah, but only one of them, one of the two. You wouldn't tell us what the second one was.
Yeah, so lots of stuff in the works. I bet you'd like to get your hands on my hard drive.
Yes, for many reasons.
They're just, I got like at least, let's see. 1, 2, 3. I got about 4 projects going right now.
Wow. Busy, busy.
Yeah. 2 of them are site redesigns, and 1, that's it. Yeah, so. One might say, if you're interested in learning about what some of these upcoming projects might be, join the design crew. Sometimes they get a job on some of these projects. Wink, yes. Wink. Okay. Thank you, Agent Waffles. Okay, Brad, this next one's for you.
Brad, I am going for 99 fishing before the end of the summer. Where would you recommend fishing until I can use the guild? Would you recommend using the guild? And what fish should I fish until I can fish sharks? Sorry, I speak too fast. Well, I would recommend, if you want really fast leveling, do the monkfish quest, fish monkfish, till 99. You can normally get a pretty good price on them. They're pretty easy to sell raw. They're a little bit harder to sell cooked, but you can still sell them. So I would say, if you want money, then do sharks from 76, but that will take a long, long time. If you want fast leveling, then just monkfish all the way.
What about fly fishing in Chilo?
Well, it's good if you have some spare feathers to use. But if you don't have lots of feathers around, it's a bit of a hassle getting a lot. And of course, you can't really sell them for profit, so it's a bit pointless.
Okay. I'm a fishing expert himself. That question was from Kiwi Kid.
Next question.
Oh my, another one. Will there ever be blogs on RSVNB? Well, that's an interesting question, but it was something we were looking at, but I'm really not sure right now if it's going to go ahead because there's just too much to take into consideration with managing it, making sure people don't post bad content, making sure it's not too much of a server load, that sort of thing. And it just takes lots of time to set up, so we're really not sure on that. Penguins Rock 224, that was from. Okay, and final question. Is there any way I can download the first 16 episodes? The links don't work from Stabo. I'm really not sure where these first 16 were hosted, but I was supposed to, at the end of last month, being October, put these up, because at the end of the month, I have all this unlimited disk space left, so what I'm thinking is maybe I'll do 4 a month and work my way backward or something. Because on Libsyn we have 250 megabytes a month.
Mm.
So, it really depends on what kind of space we have and how many episodes there are in a month and how long these episodes are. Because as they get longer, your megabytes get bigger.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. I'll try and get them up as soon as possible. So
Shane will do his best. Right, do you have a note?
Yes, I do have a little note. In this week's question top, there's about 5 Star Trek questions and a Star Trek audio question. Like, I like the show, but this is not a Star Trek show. This is a RuneScape show. So no more Star Trek questions, please.
Finally.
Like,
yes.
No more. Last week was fine because the quest was related, but not this week, or next week, or the week after.
Or ever again.
Well, maybe, we'll see. Okay. Tech news. Windows Vista, we know, is coming out shortly as it's just been released to manufacturing. One of the new features that hasn't got much attention is the Microsoft's computer name feature. Computer name allows users to identify their computer by a unique name rather than an IP address. IP version 4, which is our current system, supports 4.3 billion addresses, and IP version 6 supports 3.4 times 10 to 38 addresses. That's enough for like everyone on the planet to have their own unique IP. Okay, so if this could be a security risk, because if a computer has its own, like if it's on the internet and open, basically means that anybody could get in if it's not secure enough. So as a result, this leaves a big gaping security hole if it's not done right. So I'm kind of leery about this. I don't know. You think it's a good idea?
Not really. I don't necessarily think it's, I don't know, really, one of these things I don't have a big opinion on.
Because if it's open, then it's a good thing in theory, but if it has security problems, then I don't know. But I just hope it's not going to be a big, giant security hole. That's the reason I'm holding off on Vista, is because I don't want it to be this giant security hole operating system that I have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, so that's where I feel on this, so. Yes, you can take a look at this at this place. Ars Technica. Second piece of tech news is that Java has been made free under the GPL. Some of you might be wondering what the GPL actually is. Basically, what it is, it's a license that states that if you license something under this, it's free and open source that people can do with what they want, as long as it remains the under the GPL license. Oh, Java Standard Edition, Micro Edition, and Enterprise Edition will all be available under the GPL, which is the same license, of course, used by the Linux kernel. Commercial licenses there will also be commercial licenses, so those will still be in effect. But the good thing with this is now Sun will be able to distribute all these versions on Linux systems because they're under the GPL. That's the beauty of it. So, one thing...
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, very. Because if it's under the GPL, it's free, so it makes it easier for Linux people. But one thing I kind of did some research on last night was that the fact that if something is licensed under the GPL and you use it to make something, then that thing also becomes under the GPL. So I just did some research on that. But that is not the case. Because what I was thinking this meant is that anything made with Java would be under the GPL. But according to the GPL, you can use these open source things like GCC and Java to compile your programs and make stuff still that has a copyright on it. So sadly, RuneScape is not going open source yet, but that would be nice, wouldn't it? Because then we get
that'd be very interesting.
Then we get to see what's under the hood and make sure they're not screwing us up.
Yeah. But Jagex are crafty buggers.
They're closed. They're from the old camp of closed source people back in the day, like how people don't like their software code getting out and whatnot. So, yes. Final piece of tech is a kind of a pirate one. Vista and Office 2007 have been cracked before they even reached stores. Isn't that amazing?
Didn't they crack XP before it got released?
I think so. But basically, what happens is the crack for Windows Vista, which is called Vista Bill Gates, isn't a true crack because it replaces components of the final version with parts from the release candidate 2 and 1 and beta 1 and 2 to be used with the gold version of the operating system. So it's not a real crack, it's just a file replacement, they say. But they'll probably find a way to turn this off with their WGA Windows Genuine Advantage thing. It's really a pain in the rear end for people who are honest and whatnot. Because you had a problem with WGA before once, didn't you?
What, the getting it to verify that I was...
That you're a real, genuine user?
Yeah, because I actually was. It was a genuine copy of Windows, but I kept trying to download programs from the Microsoft site that required validation. It wouldn't let me.
Yeah, so as you can see, WGA hurts the innocent people and not doesn't really work with the pirates because they could just step over it. And Enterprise Edition of Office 2007 was made available, and this version, like other corporate versions, uses a volume license key. Basically, as it says, Microsoft makes piracy annoying so that casual users will stop, but dedicated pirates will just keep break it down. So, that's that. On to rants, I guess.
Yep.
If you're having mic troubles, I'll let you take this short first one.
Okay, well, at the moment, the wiki is not... Okay, right. So I'll take the first one. Shall I?
Yes.
Right, rant. I was just about to get the requirements for Legends Quest when I noticed something. Legends Quest and other requests which require quest points are getting easier. Why? Because the more quests there are, the more choice you have for which quests you complete. So if there are some easy quests, you could just do them and still do Legends. However, if someone completed the Legends quest long ago, they had less choice of quests and some were hard. I don't know how to explain this, but I'm sure some of you will understand what I mean. I understand what he means. I think he means, how many quest points do you need for Legends?
107.
And now obviously there's over 230.
229.
129 quest points. So yeah, it is getting easier to get quest points, and I think they should raise the quest point number as they add quests.
Yeah, so have a variable number.
Hmm.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's a good idea because I haven't seen really a Legends cape in quite some time.
There's so many that are better now, isn't it? No,
yeah, Fire Cape, Obsidian, Skill Capes, so. All that fun stuff, but I think we agree with this one to make it a variable requirement for like the quest points because that's always changing. I don't know. But there are harder quests now than Legends, like Desert Treasure, Morning's End Part 2, Monkey Madness, hard.
Oh, I've done that. Monkey. I've done the Morning Zen part 2.
Yes. What'd you think of it?
It was a pretty good quest, actually, once I did it.
Yeah. Okay. So that's that, but definitely need to change that. Next one. Okay, good, you muted. I was just going to tell you to, because when you're not talking, it's the best thing to do. Okay, let's say you decide to kill gargoyles for some good drops. All seems well until all of a sudden you start to lag. Then you lag out and realize you forgot to use the hammer to finish off the gargoyle. So you're destined for death even as we speak. This is unfair, especially if you're playing on a laggish computer and it loses connection a lot. Note, if you say train on something else, I will completely ignore this post and treat it as a free bump. Thanks. The rant. Way too risky. Even if you're not on a laggish computer, you could still lag out once in a while and could be at the gargoyles. Let's look at the logic. The hammer has to be used manually because Jagex wants us to not AFK at gargoyles. Kind of interesting, seeing as gargoyles can hit more often than fire giants. I've seen many people die there. My point is, you already have to pay attention to your health, and even so, the gargoyles do not attack all the time, so you have to attack them. My solution is to make the hammer auto, obviously, so that killing gargoyles is a lot less of a risk. If you still think you can AFK at gargoyles with the hammer being auto, this would be even better, so they don't attack you at all with the addition of the hammer being auto. This should not only apply for gargoyles, but every monster that requires an item to finish them off. It could save people's lives and extra effort to get their stuff back. Note, I play on a lag-free computer. Well, I kind of identify with this guy, seeing as I just had gargoyles, and it's kind of annoying to have to hit them with the hammer every time. They're not a multitasking task, really.
Does it take a long time, then?
Well, you just have to click it and then hammer it.
Can people steal your kills?
No. No. It's just annoying.
Yeah, it sounds it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, this rant is a good idea in practice, but it'd just make it too easy otherwise. That's what I have to say on this, seeing as I'm the one here with 75 Slayer, or 78 actually, right now.
Well, yes, I can't even go to Gargoyles.
Yes, what's your Slayer level?
72, 71. Oh,
yeah. Can you do the sphincters yet?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Can't you do those like 40 Slayers?
I don't know. So, that's that rant. I don't agree with it. What about you?
No, I don't really either.
Okay, this next one's for you.
Okay, I pass through the Shanty Pass regularly, Slayer thieving, you name it. The problem is that I have to suffer the endless, the desert is a dangerous place, you can die in there, blah blah blah. Therefore, as at Shanty Pass Incorporated have dedicated our lives to making yours a pain, to state the obvious and make life repetitive, please hold for another 5 minutes while we store your access to the desert some more. Plays elevated music. I'm probably not wrong when I say there's a lot of people out there who agree with me. I agree. And the obvious message is end the wasted time and stop the purposely dumb warnings. You did it with ship travelling. Put the Shanty Pass in the lineup as well. Also, I recently noticed they put in more warning signs and such in front of the gate. So I'll ask this. Do people really die that much because they didn't know about the dangers? Were all those warnings before still not enough? Make it like our Dunier Wild Lever, where it asks you if you ever want to see the message again. If anything, the world deserves more safety attention than the desert does. Edit also, why must I get the message? The chest is used by Shanty and his men. They can put things in their storage for you. You open the bank. It's just annoying as the gate. It's very true. It is something they need to do.
Yeah. I go through there a bit, and it is really annoying. Like, why is there the option on the wilderness thing to have it skip, but not on the desert, which is less dangerous?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it seems like something they forgot.
Yep.
They did update the Shanty Pass images, though.
I have not seen that.
They're blue and red now. Yeah, so. I agree with this rant. Good rants today, I say. Good rants. Trekkie was having fun last week and I agreed with it about this one in the skill cape, how someone would followed him from Ardoigne to Catherby with a pit stop in Sears. asking him to do his fishing emote. I get that too sometimes. I had this one guy follow me. He said three times, "Do emote, do emote, do emote."
You don't even have an emote, do you?
Yes, I do.
Which one?
Quest points.
Oh yes, that one.
So yes, good rants. Okay, so some other things I wanted to touch on briefly before we get done here. What exactly are we doing to get ready for the Hunter skill? Because I really have no idea how it's going to work.
Nope, I'm not doing anything as well. You can't prepare for the unexpected.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think it'll be like construction where it costs lots of money?
I think it will cost money. I think certain bits of it will cost money. Like Slayer, you'll probably need equipment to kill certain animals.
Yeah, because like, they're trying to suck money out of the economy to drive the rare prices down. Like, you look at Santa hats, they're down to 23 mil now. They were at 28. That's down 5 mil. Just with an update on the front page that it's coming out. So what happens if they don't deliver this month and they keep saying that? Are they just doing that to put it on, that there's going to be a new skill to keep the market in swing or what? I don't know.
Well, that's when you need to sell. That's when you need to get rid of your Santa.
Oh, no, I'm not selling right now.
When are you going to sell them? What?
I'm going to sell them when they probably get around 60.
60 each?
Yes, I have one.
Oh, yes. Well, that is getting rather greedy. For all you know, they could never get as high as 60. They might, you know, peak at 50, then you're still waiting for them to go to 60, and they might drop all the way back down. So.
Well, if that happens, then I hope party hats drop as well. I still want my white one.
Oh, yes.
And it's nothing to do, really, for Hunter, unless anybody has any ideas.
No, I can't really think. I mean, probably all the new Hunter items you'll need will come out with the update. It's not like you can stockpile, like, seeds. Remember seeds?
That's actually when we first did our first show that week, when they brought out the seeds and farming equipment.
Wow.
Okay, so, what have we been up to?
I haven't been on RuneScape much, but when I was,
And what were you doing when you weren't on RuneScape?
No, I got bloody lynch mobbed. When I was on RuneScape.
Wow!
Shut up. I was doing some quests, catching up on some quests I needed to finish.
Morning's End Part 2?
Yep.
Okay. I unlocked all the balloons so I could put them on the map, and I've been working on Slayer and contemplating what I should do with after I get 80 Slayer, whether I should go for a 99 skill. I don't know what I'm doing. RSBMB idle entries. You can still private message those to me or Brad. You could probably also email them to my email address, which is shane@rsbmb.com, because the way that works is I just need a wave or MP3 of you singing, so that can be sent to me. Interactive map updated for the balloon network. Anything else you can think of?
Not really.
No? Yeah, so no Star Trek questions next week.
No Star Trek questions.
Yeah, so... we had a slight problem this week. I was hoping it would do it again because I have a idea of how to maybe fix it, but yes.
So far it seems to fix itself.
Yeah. So, I don't know, anything else? Are we done, or?
Yeah, I think we are done.
Okay, so do you like our little closing line? Update in the rune pouch? Like, does that sound...
Who did you get that from, Shane?
I don't know. I just made that. It doesn't sound kind of like, I don't know.
Well, there's not really much else you can think of, is there?
No. Send us some of those suggestions, too. We'll put that on next week's question form.
Yeah.
Give us a suggestion for a closing line. Oh, another thing I want to highlight. You know how I have that topic going about the favorite moment in RSBNB Update 2006?
Oh, yes, that thing.
Please post on this announcement in the update forum, because It'll help us making the clip episode, because those episodes are really, really fun to do.
Oh, yes, they are fun.
Yes.
I did it last year, didn't I?
Yeah. We got... end of December is going to be a really, really busy time for us. We're going to have, I think, four... In that last week before Christmas, I think we'll have four shows recorded in that 1 week to be dispersed over the Christmas break.
Busy week.
Yes. Should we tell them what we're planning?
No, that can be let it be a surprise.
Okay. Something I'm really looking forward to.
I doubt they'll be able to offer suggestions and bug test if we tell them what episodes we have planned.
Yeah. I can only bug test the service, so... Yeah. Okay, so with that said, RSBNB success? No, that's bad. But
we are finished.
Yeah, so we're done. So we'll see you guys all next week.
Goodbye.
Toodaloo.